With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An attack on a synagogue in the UK turns deadly.
Police say two victims have died. Three others are in critical condition following the attack near Manchester, England. Police say a car was driven in a crowd and a man was stabbed outside the synagogue in North Manchester. The incident, which occurred on Yom Kippur, is over now. Police having shot and killed the assailant.
Correspondent George Williams, Prime Minister Starmer ordering additional police deployments at synagogues across the UK. The government shutdown drags on now into day two. The Senate will take another vote tomorrow on a Republican-backed stopgap bill to get things up and running again. In the meantime, federal workers are in limbo. Bill Wade with the Association of National Park Rangers says park visitors will feel the impact of the shutdown.
You know, they won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response in many of the areas.
And the White House threatening mass federal worker layoffs.
A presidential spokesperson said government agencies are already preparing for cuts, even as Vice President J.D. Vance insisted no final decisions have been made. Typically during shutdowns, federal employees are furloughed and they receive back pay once the government reopens. But President Trump has directed the White House Budget Office and cabinet secretaries to identify jobs to be cut. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "We believe that layoffs are imminent."
Hamas.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas still considering a response to President Trump's peace proposal aimed at ending the nearly two-year war in Gaza. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 20 points, and NASDAQ futures 116 points higher. This is SRN News. It's not too early to start thinking about Christmas and how you can help the needy in your area.
One way you can do that is through the Salvation Army. The Army is revving up its 2025 program to help families in need with its annual Christmas Angel Tree program. The Angel Tree program supports low-income families with young children by providing Christmas presents catered to each child. Donors and community members sponsor accepted families and purchase and wrap gifts for them to be distributed on Christmas. Registration for the program is available in most Salvation Army locations. George Williams, SRN News.
A year after seeking to reorganize its depleted finances in U.S. bankruptcy court, the Vermont Roman Catholic Diocese is struggling to recover about $1.5 million and counting in related legal bills. Under federal law, an institution requesting Chapter 11 protection must pay attorney's fees not only for itself, but also for officially recognized creditors. New major partner taking a stake in a couple of crucial mining projects in Nevada.
The U.S. government is taking a minority stake in what's developing into one of the world's largest lithium mines. The Department of Energy is taking a 5% equity stake in Lithium Americas, which is developing the mine in northern Nevada. The company is based in Vancouver. The Energy Department is also taking a 5% stake in the Thacker Pass lithium mining project, a joint venture with General Motors, which is considered crucial in reducing U.S. reliance on China for lithium. I'm Donna Water.
The Supreme Court is allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now. The court is declining to act on the Trump administration's effort to immediately remove her. In a brief unsigned order, the high court says it will hear arguments in January over President Trump's attempt to force Cook off the Fed board. More details, SRNnews.com.